school?
Ever since I was like a seventh grader, I had a goal. I wanted to, first of all, I wanted to coach. I wanted to play college basketball because I knew that was my ticket to get an education.
He was recruited to play basketball by several Division I colleges, and he decided to head to El Paso, Texas, and play for Coach Don Haskins, who was in his second year at the helm of Texas Western. It was a team that would become famous through the movie Glory Road.
Jerry Armstrong, Eagleville, Missouri, All-State, 19 boards a game, starting forward.
It was early in the 1960s, and race was an issue for some coaches when it came to recruiting. Haskins was different than many coaches, though. Perhaps it was because during his own playing days at Oklahoma A&M, he was told his friend and excellent basketball player, Herman Carr, who was black, would not be recruited by Coach Henry Iba.
And when he went to be recruited at Oklahoma State, Coach Iba told him that we don't recruit blacks.
Those prejudices were still very real years later when Jerry Armstrong played for Haskins in El Paso.
And we heard sly remarks on the side, and sometimes something would be thrown at us, but they had to call in advance to make sure that we had a motel or a hotel we could stay in.
In 1966, Texas Western went all the way to the national championship game. Their foe, Kentucky, coached by Adolph Rupp, only recruited white players.
Rupp had made the statement that five blacks could beat five whites, basically because they're just, when you get them down, they quit, and they're not disciplined enough.
The remarks led Haskins to not only start five black players, but only play black players throughout the entire game. Texas Western won the championship, but they didn't receive the praise of teams before them.
The winners back then usually got to go to the Ed Sullivan Show. That was an old-time show that years ago. I don't know if people now remember the Ed Sullivan Show. But they always got invited to the White House, too. And the president then was Lyndon B. Johnson out of Texas. We didn't get to do either one.
Jerry Armstrong started several games that season, yet he did not get to play in that championship game. 40 years later, the movie Glory Road brought national attention to the historic moment once again. However, Coach Haskins had never visited with Jerry about what happened that night until around the time the movie came out.
And he said, "Jerry," he said, "I should have played you." He said, "I was wrong. I apologize." And I said, "Well, Coach," I said, "you knew I wanted to play. And I think I could have played. But Glory Road might not have been made. We might not have had the coverage that we've got now had I played."